Hello, everyone. In case you missed it, the Canadian Radio Awards are back for a third year and open to submissions. And of course, that has raised some questions from some of our entrants, which is why we, myself, Connie Thiessen, the editor of Broadcast Dialogue and the unofficial head juror of the Canadian Radio Awards, and my colleague James Wallace, who so capably manages the awards website and the back end of the awards program, are here to answer some of your questions. Welcome, James.
Hello.
I guess maybe we should start by talking a little bit about the parameters of the awards. Basically, they're open to anyone who has been heard or had a podcast published by or works in Canadian radio. They are completely free to enter, which is something that sets us apart from a lot of other awards programs historically, and which I think democratizes things a bit. Because if you are a small station or group, especially where categories like news are concerned, and maybe your station can't afford to enter into the RTDNA or some of the bigger awards programs, these awards are free. So you can either be nominated by your station or you can self-nominate. I would say the most competitive categories are Station of the Year and Program Director of the Year. Would you concur with that, James?
I would agree. That's where we get the most uploads.
So in terms of those really competitive categories, and we do get a ton of entries for Best On-Air Team and Best Solo Host as well, which is why last year we divided it into two separate categories. But do you have any thoughts, James, on, you know, tips for people entering and maybe things that people aren't doing that they should be doing when they submit their submission?
Well, number one, actually, oddly enough, is audio quality. We do get submissions that audio quality is not the greatest. You know, I think we've provided a pretty good parameter around 3 minutes and 40 megs, where if an engineer on the station side is outputting audio, they should be able to at least compress it down to under 40 megs and provide us with 3 minutes that's, you know, fairly decent audio. In the past couple of years, we've had some that are not particularly great. And I would really encourage people to upload a document with, even with their strictly audio entries, just to kind of even provide some sort of explainer around what exactly the piece of audio is you're uploading, you know, what market it was in, any sort of highlights that the judges might be interested in, because ultimately, you know, sometimes there may be some great pieces, but they're kind of completely out of context because they're just uploaded without any explainer whatsoever.
Right. We have some very specific questions around that have come in already this year. So I want to get to those in a minute. But, you know, in respect to categories, now that we've been doing this for 3 years, we've come to find that for some stations, especially if you're in creative sales, engineering, or news, check in with your PD, because what we're finding is that some program directors will submit for the categories that we previously mentioned: Station of the Year, PD of the Year, Best On-Air Team, Best Host. But some of the other categories tend to get overlooked. And I can't reinforce enough that you can self-nominate, even if you have an underdog complex and don't think these awards are for you. I guarantee you they are. They're specifically designed to award talent at every level. And we have a jury this year that we'll announce shortly that is made up of industry folks who have worked everywhere from Moose Jaw to Edmonton to Montreal. And so if you think that you're too small, or you're not sure about the level of talent that you're up against, I would strongly encourage you to submit. So let's get to some of your questions. I am wondering about the audio submissions for solo on-air host and also multi-market program. Can the 3-minute audio submission be from different days? Is it supposed to be just one segment? Also, is it three-minute submissions? Basically, the answer is yes. Do you want to tell?
No, it's not three-minutes, actually. We only accept two audio uploads and then one that's a PDF document. So, yeah. But I mean, ultimately, if they can string together multiple pieces into one piece of audio, then go for it.
Yeah, montages are welcome, and they're actually probably the best way to show your range. For some of the on-air submissions, we actually have had links submitted as well in the written portion to video content from the past year from station Facebook pages and Instagram, etc., which is great to see. Basically, you're allowed to submit anything that you think can help the judges make a determination. There was a submission yesterday that came in that included a photo of an on-air talent getting a tattoo for charity. So nice. This is the
nice. They should have done video.
Anything relevant that can help you make an impact with the jury is allowed. I'm sure there's a line not to be crossed somewhere, but so far that hasn't happened.
Yeah. And I mean, I would definitely the montage side of things, I would totally encourage that simply because the judges are faced with a fairly arduous task of there's a lot of voting to be done. So for some entries, montage pieces would probably work even better in the favor of having the judges really take a good listen.
Right. Yes. And I believe CFOX last year, which won best on-air team on the music side of things, they entered a montage. Yes. If we have a commercial campaign that has a number of commercials, can we make a montage and upload as one MP3, or do they have to be separate uploads? Also, can we as a station enter in more than one category? Yes. And yes. If you look at last year's winners, Rosie's Septic was a multiple winner in some of our creative categories with their Stink Pickle campaign, which was pretty funny. And I do believe they submitted a number of different commercials from that campaign. But yeah.
Six.
Yeah, a montage is allowed and great, as we mentioned. Next question. One of the things we wanted to submit was this really cool Halloween show we did last year, October 31st, 2021. But I noticed that the dates are November 1st. Is that done on purpose to avoid everyone submitting Halloween imaging, or am I missing something? So this actually is just related to last year's submission window. So unfortunately, your Halloween imaging from last year should have been submitted for 2021, not 2022. And that's just based on where the awards window has fallen.
Yeah, it's just really based on our entry window from day one. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And I don't recall hearing many Halloween montage stuff at all, truthfully, in the past couple of years.
I'd have to go back and look, but certainly, as James said, it's just a byproduct of you know, our initial awards program, which we actually really rolled out at the end of 2020. I don't want to say under duress, but certainly it came together because of the pandemic and the fact that a lot of the other awards programs had fallen by the wayside, and most of them have not come back.
Yeah, we did the first year by the seat of our pants. Let's be true.
So, yeah, this year we definitely have it together, I'd say, more than we ever have.
Absolutely.
And it's in large part to James' work behind the scenes.
Now we just need more entries. More entries.
Next question. I understand we are only able to submit one entry per station, but can we enter for multiple stations? We have 16 stations, and I'm wondering if we can submit a program director for three of our 16 stations. So it's one entry per station per category. So you can enter as many categories per station as you like, but only one nomination per category, if that makes sense. So if, for example, you have a program director or another talent doing a job for multiple markets, then as a station group, you should only enter that person once for PD of the year, but certainly you're allowed to enter as many sort of station PDs per category, you know, as a group as you have stations. Last year we did add a multi-market programming category, and that's a show, or rather for a show that is heard across multiple markets, like Katie and Ed, for example, or the Casey Clark show, or a national program. Some of you are asking, where is my award from last year? And unfortunately,
we blame something on the pandemic. I don't know what exactly.
The answer to that is they're still in production. They take a while, but if you've seen them, they're very cool and they're very worth the wait. Can you describe what they look like, James?
They are essentially a visual of a sound wave inside a lucite rectangle. Does that make any sense?
It's basically a lucite block. I think the coolest feature is that they all contain a QR code. So your award-winning audio is actually embedded there for
all time.
Yes. Yeah. We're very committed to the Canadian Radio Awards archive. We are seeing a lot of submissions come in this week, which is great, but we'd like to see more. The awards are open until Monday, October 17th. If you want to find out more, you can head to CanadianRadioAwards.com. And anyone with questions, you can reach out to me directly or feel free to email us at info@broadcastdialogue.com and I will get back to you personally. Is there anything that you want to have the last word on, James?
If you are uploading something and you make a mistake, do not hesitate to reach out to me directly. My email address is on the upload form, and I'm happy to help you out and get the right files into the right category, etc. Because from time to time, people are trying to do multiple categories and uploading a whole bunch of stuff at once, and inevitably they lose track of what they're doing, or they make a mistake, or they hit submit without actually attaching a file. So don't hesitate to reach out if you need help doing that.
Exactly. Everything you need is at CanadianRadioAwards.com, so good luck to everyone. As we mentioned, the Canadian Radio Awards are free because of the generosity of our sponsors and supporters. We would like to thank Nlogic, David K, VoiceOver, Music Master Scheduling, HD Radio, Triton Digital, Burley Software, V Creative, Matrix Solutions, LeanStream, Audio Velocity, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, FYI Music News, Radio Connects, Benstown, and Matt Fogarty VoiceOvers, who are all category sponsors. Our supporters this year include Acadia Broadcasting, Chorus, Vista Radio, Harvard Media, iHeartRadio, Pattison Media, Stingray, Rogers, Target Broadcast Sales, Radio Count, Microtherapy, Media Results Inc., the Sound Off Podcast, and RCS Sound Software.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com and listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.